All right, part of the reason Rieger showed up to work today is I promised to say something nice about him.
I can go home now.
Oh, we got an hour left.
Oh, I got you.
If you missed AJ Hinch, you'll hear that later this hour. Plus, there's something I got to do today before John comes back.
Oh.
He's back tomorrow, and I know he won't allow me to get away with this, so we'll do it later in the hour.
Gotcha. Okay.
Jeff Rieger is in, and he is uniquely qualified to present this topic. You do those lists on the weekends.
Yeah.
Where it's a top 10, and people have to name everything on the list.
Usually 20, Jim.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I want to make it last an hour.
We want to make it last a half hour, so we'll do 10. The top 10 moments in the history of Comerica Park. It celebrates 25 years this season. You have been to at least 1,000 games at Comerica Park.
A ton, yes.
And you've been there for the good times, the bad times. You've been kicked out of Jim Leland's office.
3 times.
You've been there, you've seen it, and you have the top 10 moments in the history of Comerica Park.
All right, so how this works is we need audience participation. 248-539-9797, the ticket text, the exact same number. I've compiled a list. It's from my memory. It's the 10 greatest games at Comerica Park. We're celebrating 25 years. I'll give you a freebie if you want to guess a number 1 through 10. I feel Greg, Tom, you, and the callers can bust out 9 of them. You're not getting 1. It's impossible. I don't think, at least. Now, Greg has set his sights on trying to get it. You're not going to get it. But I have compiled 10 of the greatest games ever at Comerica Park to celebrate 25 years. You want to give me a free? I can give you a freebie, or you can guess 1. What do you want to do? Well, and we can 248-539-9797. We need the listeners. It's the 10 greatest games at Comerica Park. I do have some playoff games, and I have some regular season games as well. I think some are self-explanatory. I think others are a little more challenging.
By the way, how many years have you been going to the ballpark?
I probably started covering the Tigers in 03 when they lost 119 games.
I see what I'm saying, the low points.
But truly pathetic.
But you were there for the ride in 06,
I was.
The Leland years.
Yes.
The rotation that featured 5 or 4 Cy Young winners.
Yes, Brad Ausmus used to make fun of me, yeah. And it happened on TV, and my mother hated it. She had a nickname for him. She called him Asmus. Oh. I thought it was very inappropriate.
She's not the only one that had that nickname for him. Stoney yesterday brought up like bad coaching hires.
Yes.
And we got the same analogy that handed the keys to a Ferrari to a 16-year-old, right. And he crashed it because that was the Brad Ausmus
analogy. Bad move by Dombrowski. Yeah. Nice guy, though. Funny guy. Smart guy. Went to Dartmouth.
But you were there, you know, trade deadlines and epic moments, playoffs, all of it. So you've compiled the list. And we'll
I guarantee
take those
you, you're not getting all 10. I just don't think it's possible. One of them is a great game, but a tad obscure. 25 years, a long time.
It is.
Do you guys want to take 1 guess before we go to some calls?
So I hate to steal thunder, but no, if I may.
Don't steal a good one.
If I may, I'll just say the most obvious one.
Okay.
Right? I mean, can we all, I mean, in.
Do you want to confer with your buddies back there?
We're only going to do 1. I don't want to steal from people right now. I want to give the audience a chance. Can we all agree what he's going to have? I mean, probably the number 1 moment at Comerica Park.
Maglio.
Yes, it's the Maglio home run. The Tigers are going to the World Series. It's a mob scene at home plate. The Dickerson call.
The Tigers are going to the World Series.
We're back.
All right, so I have that. October 14th, 2006. I got that as my 2nd moment, though.
It's not number 1?
No. A much better moment is number 1.
There's no moment better.
No, there is. Tigers win at 6-3. Bonderman started. Will Ledesma got the win. Mags hit the walk-off against?
Street.
Houston Street,
yes.
And the Tigers are going to the World Series. That's number 2.
Okay, so we
no,
need...
No, don't start with your trash talking already.
I said I'd be nice. I'm sorry. Let's get
number
to the phones.
Number 1 is good.
Better than that, we challenge...
Absolutely.
We challenge the audience to fill out Rieger's list, the top 10 moments in the history of Comerica Park. It celebrates 25 years. Bernard, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Bernard.
The Carlos Guillen walk-off at like 1 a.m. versus the Yankees after those rain delays, that was just, you know, that was a memorable moment.
Oh, you beautiful man. It was 2007. The Tigers were playing the Yankees, still in the wild card hunt, and Carlos Guillen at 3:30 in the morning after a 4-hour rain delay hits a walk-off. They had to play at 2 o'clock the next day. I got that at number 9.
Yeah, that was a great moment. Stuck it out. It was a rough day the next day, but it was worth it.
Great game. I mean, you'll never see that these days. The rain delay was obscene.
Yeah.
Friday night football season. So I got that at number nine. The Guillen 330 shot is number nine. Maglio sending the Tigers to the World Series is two.
Chris in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Okay, here's my guess. It's the game where the Tigers were playing the Angels. Verlander had a no-hitter going, and they broke it up with a bunt single in, like, the seventh inning. And then Carlos Guillen hit a bomb off of Jared Weaver and like, stared him down before he rounded the bases and the benches cleared. That was an entertaining game. I'm guessing that's your number one.
It's number five. It was the greatest regular season game in the history of Comerica, I want to say. Tigers-Angels, Sunday afternoon. Verlander had a no-no. Eric Ibar bunted on him, broke up the no-hitter because Verlander threw it. Well, he didn't break up the no-hitter, but he got on base. The no-hitter was broken up a couple inning or batters later. Verlander was pissed that Ibar would bunt on him, but you're right. Guillen hit the bomb. Weaver got pissed, threw it at Avila's head, got ejected from the game. It was July 31st, 2011. Sensational ball game.
Excellent.
Nicely done.
And if you guys missed the little tease in there, the little hint, the only games better are playoff games.
Okay, but
I will say
fair. I said that was the best regular season game, but there is one that I may have put ahead of.
Oh, okay. So never mind. Disregard.
That one, the Angels-Tigers would be my number one if it's not Mags. There was never more competitive fuel in that ballpark than that day.
Number one is so obvious.
The stare down from Guillen, and oh my.
It was amazing.
It was
on a Sunday. It was gorgeous weather, Tom. It was, I want to swear, effing awesome. And then, by the way, we went up to Jared Weaver a decade later to talk to him about it. He remembered every moment of it.
Adam in Gibraltar, can you name one? You're on 97.1.
How's the Trade Center?
Yeah. Riggs, good hearing them. I would say J.D. Martinez's pinch hit home run off of Chris Sale is probably one of the more special moments in the regular season. And then I would say Rajay Davis's grand slam as well.
Oh, he's going two
for one.
Are
we allowed to do two?
Well, you said it. I didn't dump it. So, yeah, just.
All right. Number seven. You're pretty smart, Adam. August 3rd, 2016. JD off the IL against Chris Sale in the eighth inning. It was peak Mario and Rod, too. Those guys went insane. I got that at number seven. What a game. And then number eight is the super slam by Rajay Davis against Sean Doolittle. It was Castellanos single, Avila single, Suarez struck out, Jackson worked a walk, and then Rajay Davis came up off Doolittle and a bomb. And it was called a super slam, not a grand slam. I'm not quite sure what the difference is.
Do you remember where you were for that?
I do. With you, I think.
We were together.
Yes.
I was the intern at the time, a more plump version of myself.
Yeah, you've dropped a few since then.
But we were under, you know, the bowels of the ballpark.
Yes.
On the off chance that something happened.
It was an unwinnable game. It was 4-1.
Yeah.
And then, Doolittle was a good closer.
Yeah. So how many have we named so far? Five?
All right. So you got number two, which was the Tigers are going to the World Series. You got number five, which is Tigers, Angels, Jared Weaver. You got seven, which is JD off the IL. You got eight, which is Rajay's super slam, so that's four.
Didn't we get nine, too?
Oh, I'm sorry, nine. Yes, I apologize. Nine as well, which was the 3:30 in the morning.
Okay, so we're halfway there. We've got some calls to get to. Guys, we're going to need your participation to complete the list.
Five down, five to go.
Best moments in Comerica Park 25 years. It's 97.1. They're celebrating 25 years at Comerica Park. A man who's been to over 1,000 games at the ballpark, Jeff Rieger, is in with us. He's famous for his lists. He has the top 10 moments in the history of Comerica Park. We have five of the 10. We have phone calls to get to. Just reset what's already been named.
All right, already named Maglio's walk-off going to the World Series. Jared Weaver, Carlos Guillen is number five. JD off the IL is number seven. Rajay Davis, super slam is eight. And Carlos Guillen at 3:30 in the morning is nine.
All right, let's get to Nolan in Rochester. Nolan, good morning.
Hey, Nolan.
Good morning, guys. Morning. There's two I was debating between, but I'm going to go with a little one I think is better. The 2012 Tigers getting sent to the World Series, beating the Yankees. That's my pick.
Oh, you know what? I didn't throw that on there because they swept the Yankees.
It was anticlimactic.
It was very anticlimactic. It is very good, though. I mean, that's a big
call,
game, yes.
But Mags was the suddenness and the newness, and it was kind of expected. Hey, this team's on a march to the World Series.
Delmon Young was the AL MVP or ALCS MVP.
MV-tree.
Yeah.
Let's get to Matt in West Bloomfield. Matt, you're on 97.1.
All right. Hi, guys. I think I got it. I could sing the song for you. It would goes like this. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them.
Kenny Rogers.
Enough of my bad singing. The Gambler versus the Yankees, the first playoff game at Comerica Park.
October 7th, 2006, Tigers beat the Yankees in game 4, 8-3, and the Tigers moved on to the second round. Remember, Jeremy Bonderman got the win. It was Joel Zamaya and Kenny Rogers celebrating, beating the Yankees, pouring champagne on Detroit cops. Do you not remember this? Costa doesn't seem to remember this. Michigan beat Michigan State that day, 31-13, and nobody gave a damn. They beat Derek Jeter and the Yankees to move on to take on the A's. I got that at number one. It was the greatest celebration.
Oh, that's your number one?
Absolutely.
Mags sending him to the World Series is behind that.
No, that you beat the Yankees. Dude, Matt, they swept
What's
the A's.
What's more important, beating the Yankees or going to the World Series?
They swept
2-4-8.
The A's.
Come on.
They swept the A's. You knew they were going to win that series. This was game four. If they didn't win game four, there was going to be a game five back at Yankee Stadium.
I don't have the time to fight with you. I want to finish the list.
No, you're irritating me. This is the right call.
It's the wrong call.
You question me.
I'm sorry. It's Rieger's list, and I said I'd be complimentary. Let's get back to the people.
Mean.
Scott in Roseville. Scott, help us out.
Hey, Scotty.
Hey, this is Scott. Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, it's got to be Miguel Cabrera's 3,000 breaking record.
Dude, I didn't have room for him.
What?
I didn't have room for him. He deserves it. No question about it. A couple years ago against the Colorado Rockies in game 1 of a doubleheader. 3,000 hits.
That should be number one.
Yeah, I not number one. Come on. No, when you hear my other ones, you'll understand. I didn't have room.
That was part of a doubleheader. I think they went 13-1.
Yes, and it's funny because a lot of people were late for game 1 because the crowds were so insane trying to see Miggy's 3,000th hit.
Let's get to Scott in Clinton Township. Scott, good morning.
Morning, guys. Much like you, Costa, I'm disgusted by Rieger's number
one. I'm disgusted by you, Scott.
But, but I take you back, gentlemen, to June 2nd, 2010, and the 28-out perfect game.
Colorado. Yeah, I get it at 6.
6, all right.
Yeah,
not just the ending and obviously the blown call, but I think a lot of people forget the basket catch in center field.
Oh, by Granderson.
To save it.
Oh, I'm sorry, by Austin Jackson. When Rod Austin Allen Jackson. Said, Austin Jackson!
Yep. And then I don't want to dive too deep, but on the what ifs, he was out by a mile, but they just showed that replay on, I think it was E60 or 30 for 30 or something. And boy, Cabrera really ranges and cuts off the second baseman. I just wonder what would happen if he stays at first.
Who was the Indian? Who was the Indian?
Yeah.
Who was the Indian?
I don't know.
You don't
Jason
remember?
Donald.
Jason Donald. There you go. Yes. So that's 6.
Okay. Let's get to Travis and Temperance. Travis, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Travis.
For me, it has to be Miguel Cabrera's last game.
Nope. Good one, though. I loved it. When they played Green Day, he went out by himself the
time
first
of your
base.
Life.
Oh, my God. It was amazing. And, of course, that was the year before they made the playoffs. But no.
Not on the list.
Not on the list. There's too many good ones. I'm sorry.
Gary in Milan. Best moments in Comerica Park history.
Hey, good morning, guys. I think it was a Sunday afternoon game against the Yankees. Rieger, you're going to like this one. They spoiled Roger Clemens' bid for his 300th win.
That's not a top 10 moment, though, is it?
No. No.
It's
I mean, that
one.
Was like a 19-inning game, too. Yeah, Clemens was going for 300.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're missing how many? Three?
You're missing number 10, and you're missing two. I'm sorry, 4, and you're missing 3. 3, 4, and 10.
So we have 3 left. We got
three
a
left.
Name.
Yeah.
Jason and Monroe, okay. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hello, Jason.
Hey, so 2011, Austin Jackson against the Cleveland Indians, game 3 of the series. I believe it's late August. He makes the catch in the outfield for out number two and throws the guy out at home to win the game and
beat
the Indians and all but secure the division.
Amazing. Not on my list, though. Sensational. Not on my list, though.
Bummer.
Yes, thank you, Jason. I mean, you guys, no offense. No offense. This is borderline pathetic.
Yeah, stop overthinking this. There's some big moments people haven't named. I'm not trying to cut in line and finish this. I want to hear from people.
Come on.
But there's a couple that...
I'm getting frustrated.
I mean, do you want me to just name one right here before we get to the last few calls?
Greg is saying no.
Greg
Go.
Is saying give the people a chance. Believe in Ryan and Windsor. Ryan, you're on 97.1.
Come on, Ryan.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, sir.
So I have, which I thought was number one, and a quick JV story to follow up after. It's the no-hitter against the Brewers.
Yes. Do you know the date?
I don't, but I was at the game, and it was a midweek game.
Yeah, June 12th. 2007, JV, 12 strikeouts, 112 pitches, 9 innings. Billy Hall got 3 of his 4 walks, 33,555 in attendance. It's number 4. Nicely done.
I had tears in my eyes, but I think it was 2 years later we went on a road trip to see them in to play the Rays in probably the worst baseball stadium I've ever been to. And we happened to be staying at the same hotel as the team. And after a day game where I think JV pitched and they won like 2-1, we happened to be like in the bar and the team was there. And I was, this is kind of a funny story, but I was in the bathroom standing at a urinal and next to me is Justin Verlander. And I looked at him and I said, you know, holy cow. And I washed my hands. I said, hey, I just want to say I was at your no-hitter and that was the best sports experience of my life. And he looked at me and said, yeah, sure. 60,000 people said they're at that. And I was like, holy cow. And then we went up and sat with the people I was with and he walked by again. And I said, hey, Justin, I just want to introduce you to my friends. And he said, hi. And then looked at me and said, anything else? And I was like,
like Justin.
I didn't ask him for it.
Should have said, say hi to Kate for me.
A picture. I didn't ask him for an autograph. I was like, what a jerk.
Damn. Sorry about that.
I've heard that about JV.
They say, don't meet your heroes.
That's right.
All right. That was the one I was going to say. So I'm happy we got to the people. We got two more we got to name.
We got two more. Come on.
Sean in Clawson. You're on 97.1, Sean.
Hey, yeah, so mine is Max Scherzer coming out of the bullpen against the A's in the playoffs.
I had that one.
Number 3, October 8th, 2013, Scherzer got himself into a bases-loaded jam, got himself out of a bases-loaded jam. But, Sean, the greatest part of that game was Johnny Peralta playing the outfield, hit a 3-run jack. No Tiger fan wanted that guy back after he got busted for steroids. He came back and won that game, and then JV got to face Sonny Gray in Game 5 in Oakland. That I have at number 3. It was one of the greatest games I've ever been at in my life. Loudest I've ever heard Comerica.
All right, we got to get one more.
One more. And this one's obvious.
It's obvious?
Yeah, you want a hint?
Yes.
I mean, it's not too long ago.
Playoff game or not?
No.
Okay. Regular season game, recently. Nick and Flint. Nick, you're on 97.1. Finish it out.
You said it was recent?
Yeah.
Yeah, my thought was going back, and I'm not sure if anyone had said this already, but Verlander versus Pirates, there's a no-hitter into the ninth inning.
Oh, yeah, on a Friday night.
That's a really good one.
No, it's not there.
What, Josh Harris?
Yeah, Josh Harrison broke it up.
He broke it up.
Turned out to be a Tiger.
That was that one, and then I had another one at the top of my mind while I was sitting on hold there. I think Hannibal Sanchez had a 20-strikeout game.
I think it was 17.
Early 2012 or 13.
Yeah, it's the Tiger record, whatever it was. Not on the list, though.
Not on the list.
I had, on my list, it's not recent. Dimitri Young's 3-homer
day. Oh, the beat hook on opening day.
There's a snow globe opening day with Miggy. Not that it should be top 10, but should be mentioned.
I had Juan Gonzalez hitting his first home run ever at Comerica Park. Did not make the list.
Thank you. By the way, you'd put nothing to do with the Young family. They don't like you.
They don't like me?
Yeah, remember? New York.
What happened there?
Nothing. Nothing. Just let it breathe and be where it is.
Okay.
It's last year, Friday night. Roughly September 29th or 7th.
Tigers.
That was awesome.
Tigers.
Back to the playoffs.
Yeah. Tigers
celebration.
That's right. Yes.
There was a buzz in the air in downtown.
0.002% chance to make the playoffs, and they complete the unthinkable. And of course, the Twinkies folded in the moment as well. So there you go. You guys nailed all 10 of them. Nicely done.
It was efficiently done. And I say nobody is more qualified to present the list than the man who was at all of the... I mean, I disagree with number one, but I think he did a damn good job.
Oh, thank you. You disagree, number one.
I would have flipped one and two.
No, right? No.
To me, Mags was the number one.
But knew they were going to win. That Yankees series was still in question.
Okay.
And to beat the Yankees...
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
But the World Series...
The Yankees.
The first World Series they'd been to in my life.
First ever playoff series win at Comerica Park. And again, Kenny Rogers and unbelievable cops and the alcohol.
Rieger, I get it. We're going to play a little check-in with AJ Hinch here and see what he's up to with the All-Star game right around the corner. End of the hour. You were told a story.
Yeah, years ago.
And Tom thinks you're a sucker for believing
it. He thinks
it.
I got duped. I did not.
He has said, this is something I'm so excited for us to bring to the radio. This came out in passing, and he says, we must bring it up with you in today.
I hope I didn't get duped. I've told about 1,000 people this story.
He says, there's no way, and you're a total fool for believing it. We'll get to it at the end of the hour. It's 97.1.
Gee, thanks.
He's not allowed to shave. Colt Keith on a tear.
No. Razors apparently suck in Cleveland, thanks to them.
He's getting a jump start on his playoff beard.
Kind of weird. Don't you think they just bring their own razors?
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but we're rolling with it.
He says it's really scratchy and itchy.
Baseball's quirky, dude. I don't know. I don't overthink it.
Okay.
Maybe they'll all start rocking Jake Rogers mustaches at some point.
I think that's a good idea.
For those that missed the news over the night, Zach McKinstry is not the first reserve in the All-Star game. It's Junior Caminero.
One last push to boo Junior Caminero tonight.
I'm not going to do the like fake outrage thing. I believe McKinstry deserves it more than Caminero. I just can't fake it. I don't do that. It's not something that I'm going to... Because all of a sudden, then I'm going to turn into, well, actually, Torkelson has a case and Will Vest has a case, and I'm the guy saying my team should have seven All-Stars. I just...
But I do wonder if it gets a little more... When you know that Fried's going to get the start in the All-Star game instead of Scherzer. I mean, it did sound like AJ was kind of announcing it without announcing it. Did it not?
It sounds like Boone had braced him for the inevitable.
Right.
He's going to pick his guy who will be back in Atlanta.
And he understood.
And the other thing I think is interesting is nobody's holding AJ to it. But the idea like, well, you know, if we add a third baseman, where are we going to play all these other guys?
Right.
It does set up the possibility that they don't add a bat.
And AJ also doesn't want Riley Green or anybody else in the Home Run Derby.
Yeah. Good stuff.
All right.
Now, I was told you have a story.
This is Tom's doing, dude. I told this story, and I think it's true. They would not lie to me. I'll just give it to you, okay? Years ago, remember when Cespedes was a Tiger?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he loved golf, okay? But he never really got the opportunity to golf. So
he never played golf in his life.
Well, but... Yes, I'm sure he went to the range or something, but like he was infatuated, loved golf, whatever the case was. So Al Kaline, who was a member of Oakland Hills, took him to play golf at Oakland Hills. And Jim Price verified this story. Cespedes, in his first ever round, now, I think they told me it was his first ever round, playing at Oakland Hills, what do you think he shot?
I don't know, 100.
I said 120.
78. Tom thinks it's bogus and that Al Kaline and Jim Price were screwing with me.
Yes, they were.
No, they were not. I believe it. Guy's got unbelievable hand-eye coordination. He's an unbelievable athlete. He likes golf, and he shot a 78. Tom is like, well, look at the greens at Oakland Hills. Nobody could do. No, he shot a 78. He's an unbelievable athlete.
He knows how
to generate power.
Was this 9 holes or 18?
Exactly. It was 18.
They were pulling your leg, dude.
I don't think they
and
were.
You've told this story proudly.
I've told this story to thousands of people.
And they've all believed that you were...
Who's not going to believe it? The guy's a world-class athlete.
Unbelievable.
You're so gullible.
No.
Like, this is pathetic. No human could ever play their first round of golf ever and shoot a 78 at Oakland Hills.
I don't know how many rounds of golf he played. I was led to believe he was really
new. You said
it was
the first time.
I was led to believe it was his first time.
Well, so they pulled your leg.
I don't think they did. I believe it. The guy is a hell of an athlete.
Don't undersell
Some
what
people
you said.
Are good.
You said that this was fact. I said that they lied to you. Because you love golf so much and you're terrible.
I'm getting better.
They were pulling your leg and duping you into thinking that, oh, it's easy. This guy could just go out and do it just like that. The greens at Oakland Hills are so fast. If you've never
I know.
He's never putted.
Also crazy rough there, too.
He's never putted in his life except for maybe miniature golf because he's never played golf before. He's going to putt it back and forth off the green five times. He would never understand. He wouldn't know how to judge the speed.
You're not wrecking this for me. I choose to believe it.
Do you think, Jim Price, fool. Do you think Price and Kaline walked away from this conversation just laughing?
Yes, I do.
Hold on a second.
And great memory of them both. Legends.
They were good buddies. Tiger obviously, legends. They were best friends.
We're going to get this guy. No, he always thinks he's so smart. He always trolls our managers. He always trolls our players.
I mean, that's accurate, but hold on a second. From what I remember talking to them both, Kaline told me the story. Kaline said the story in the locker room while Jim Price said it in the booth. So they both knew about it. And I think I probably went up to Price and I'm like, hey, is it true that Cespedes shot a 78 at Oakland Hills? And he confirmed.
No way.
Yes.
I went out and asked Doug during the last break.
What did he say?
He said, absolutely impossible.
It's not impossible.
Were they all
it's
golfing
a professional
together?
Athlete. Like if it was you or me or Jim or Greg.
No chance.
Yes. I mean, I don't know that they were golfing together, but Kaline was very proud that he always like shot under his age as he aged. And Price was a great golfer too. And they both belonged to Oakland Hills. And they got Cespedes out there. And apparently, listen, if anybody from Oakland Hills is listening, I know Greg Campy's a member. Call in. Were you there for the Cespedes round?
What, are they going around watching them?
I mean, I would.
They could pull their leg, too.
If I saw Yoenis Cespedes golfing, absolutely.
He's not.
He's a freak athlete, dude.
It doesn't matter. It's the first time. You have no feel for the game. It is impossible, Jeff. And I like how you dropped in right at the beginning of this. Oh, well, he's probably gone to the range before. I don't know anybody in the world.
Oh, I'm sure he swung a club before.
He swung a bat before.
I'm sure he's watched golf, and he knows how to generate power, so he probably knows how to bomb a ball.
But it's not that simple. Let me finish. You know that.
My point on that, I know nobody in the world that goes to a driving range and doesn't play golf. Like, seriously. Who goes? I'm going to go to the driving range, and I'm never going to play a round of golf. Okay, did that hit you, by the way? Like, did you?
I think in Rieger's head, Cespedes didn't have the time to play 18, but could get loose and swing the club.
No. I was just told they took him to Oakland Hills and he shot a 78. That's what I was told.
I just believed it, just like I believe anything. Well, yeah.
I mean, yeah. Guess what? Yeah, why would you lie about that?
Actually, guys,
because they were going to troll you.
If you guys could text in things and see if Rieger believes them, that'd be a great way to end the show.
You guys are unbelievable. You guys are unbelievable. I tell you a story. I didn't expect you to dispute the story. Well, I'm not going to stop telling it, either.
I just think that's it. I think it's impossible. I do.
Rieger also believes Kim Jong-un hit a hole-in-one every hole his first time golfing.
Well, I mean, I would probably tell him that he did.
Jeff, you're the most gullible person on the planet. No human being can get a 78 or even break 100 their first time golfing Oakland Hills.
Get real,
Kevin in Ann Arbor.
I am going. No, see, you just don't want to believe it because golf is so difficult that it's nauseating to think a guy that just picked up the sport could do such things.
Gov is 100% correct. A 78 at Oakland Hills, no way. Rieger's a buffoon. Rich in Waterford.
I've just got a text from David Hull from the afternoon show. And he said, I've gone to the range a ton, and he doesn't golf. So,
okay.
Boom. There's your theory shot. I'm just saying it's ridiculous, okay? Just let it go.
Yeah, Texter says, I go to the driving range all the time. Yeah. Like, Grandpa, we don't play around a golf.
Okay, maybe exactly. I was off on
But
that.
Golf is more than just having
of
power and teeing off.
Of course it
especially
is.
Especially playing a challenging course.
I'm telling you what, when you hit greens like that for the first time in the speed, you would putt it back and
forth. Tom, I'm not specifically, like, I don't specifically remember if it's his first ever round, but I'm pretty sure.
Well, that's kind of what sold the whole idea when you said
sure,
he did.
I'm
so then you
sure
oversold something.
Oh, here we go.
Which is another trade.
Here we go.
Watch out for Jordan Love this year, guys. He's going to win MVP.
He might. You never know. First game's at Lambeau. Boy, I got to tell you, this has been a really fun and exciting show for all of 3 hours and 50 minutes. Last 10 minutes, you guys turn into who you are.
You won't be back for a while, so it's all right.
That's okay.
We gave him compliments earlier this hour. I feel like it all balances out. Texter says, do you believe the moon is made of cheese?
It might be.
And he says, one time Chris Osgood dunked on Grant Hill. Incredible sight. Gullible Jeff Rieger.